On the KSRO live line with us is a student from Petaluma High School student. She was one of the organizers and took part in the student walkout yesterday at 10 a.m. Let's welcome to the show Tallulah Lefkowitz. Good morning, Tallulah.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me.
I'm happy that you're here today. First of all, I understand that you were one of the organizers of the walkout yesterday. What prompted you to take part? What really was the driving reason behind it?
Well, so I've always been politically active, but something about this one incident, because the kids and the victims were mostly high schoolers and
yeah.
my age, I felt like everything became a little bit more real. So just that was really the driving force behind really becoming one of the organizers and making this, you know, spreading the word, getting this out there, because I felt like I had more of a connection to it because they were high schoolers.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I know there are kids in this town that knew people there, and it was just a lot more real than some of the other incidents that happened.
And what the turnout, Tallulah, I mean, tens of thousands of Sonoma County students yeah. walked out of their classrooms, and so did some teachers, too, in support of all of this. What did it feel like at 10 a.m., from 10 a.m. to 10:17, to be in the middle of that protest?
Yeah, honestly, it was incredible. I mean, there were so many kids. They were all respectful. We had, we did a 17 minutes of silence. Some other schools did some different things, but we did a 17 minutes of silence for each kid and administrator who was shot. And it felt everyone was respectful and kind and really, into what they were doing.
Yeah.
And we did have some counter protesters, but it didn't really matter. Because, you know, something like this is very uniting as a community and as a school. So it was really awesome, especially to see all these kids who you might not have seen get involved in the political sphere.
Yeah.
You know, kids are seeing people their age on CNN talking intelligently about these issues, and it's gotten a lot more people involved, which is really awesome.
Do you feel, as a high school student, a little bit more powerful and impactful as a result of this?
Definitely. I mean, I think a lot of the times high schoolers feel like they kind of don't have a voice,
yeah.
not because we're told we don't have a voice, but because we're kind of raised not to have a voice for a long time until we get to be an adult.
Right.
Okay, you can have a voice now.
Right,
but,
right,
you know,
right.
What do you do then? So, but now we're seeing, we have role models. We have people who are just like us, who are standing up and doing these things. So that, I think, has really empowered a lot of people, including me.
I think so, too. And how do you see this whole movement going forward?
I mean, I don't think the Congress and our elected officials are ready for what's going to happen. I mean, kids we're relentless. And we are not going to give up until something happens. And honestly, I don't think they're ready. I see all these kids across the country, and I know that they have just as much tenacity as I do, and as all the other organizers of this, and as all the other students who came out with me, and, you know, we're ready to fight until something happens.
Well, here's what I think one of the changes might be because of the energy and the commitment by high school students and students across the board and across the country, because I don't think you guys are done. I think that you're noticing that it takes more than, you know, a very eloquent bunch of high schoolers from Parkland, Florida, to really change things. And so with that in mind, Tallulah, coming up March 24th, a week from Saturday, the March for Our Lives, and that's going to take mm-hmm. place all across the country. How do you fit into all that?
Yeah, so I'm actually helping to organize that with some other students, some students from the Santa Rosa, Sonoma County Junior Commission on Human Rights. And some other students there and some gun safety organizations. So that will, I think, it's good to get our school community united as we did on the 14th. But I think on the 24th, we're uniting the entire county.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm talking with kids from CASA and from Sonoma Valley High School. And from everywhere. And I think that will really, really make a huge impact.
Well, I hope it's okay that a bunch of parents join in on the 24th,
because
I think they're going to want to.
Of course.
All right.
Of course,
well,
definitely.
It's been very impressive to see so far. And Tallulah, I'm very happy to get your particular take on it. And maybe we'll talk again as we get closer to the 24th.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Off to school you go. That is Tallulah Lefkowitz. She is a student from Petaluma High School and talking about yesterday's walkout and what it means for kids her age to feel like they have some kind of an impact.